It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love? Maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay.
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that.
Don't answer the question. What's the answer?
You enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but no, not done quick.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, 7:55, Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. Happy Friday to you. Happy Thanksgiving to one and all. Mark Elfenbein, Saad Youssef, Ryan Baldwin, and the whole gang. We're filling in for the Musers. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, and it's Black Friday, so we're all hanging out, having some fun. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Saad and I will get back inside the Cowboys huddle and some NFL Turkey Day talk to you about. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's e-break time, and Ryan Baldwin, take it away.
Yes, you know how this works. Three great candidates that we will bring to you, and you, the wonderful P1s, get to vote. 888-787-1310. Line them up. Vote responsibly, please. We are not equipped to handle irresponsible voting. Candidate one comes to us Tuesday from the great Matt Birmingham, Childish Hambino, as I like to call him. Following a ranch report with the great David Moore, Ham, as the board ops do, put together a list of the live spots and who has what at what time. Except, didn't have the right name on this one, which led to some general live spot chaos.
But here's something to consider. Since Dallas has not won a home game this year, does that actually favor New York?
Probably. I would say so.
Home field disadvantage. Get a headline.
Put that, in your paper.
You're going to love that.
All right, there he goes. David Moore from the Dallas Morning News. Dave Lane, let's do some e-news.
He got sick and passed away in a hospital.
A hospital? What's that?
Well, it's
with
a
what?
Big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
Close.
The Ticket.
Dave, you have a spot. They're playing your
It
music.
Wasn't on the list. Dill Hole?
Don't do him that way.
All right, well,
what is it?
After 30 years of the Ticket bragging about no playoffs in college football,
shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
The Ticket.
I apologize to my good friend Ham. He is not a dill hole. He just wrote the wrong name down next to Underdog.
Okay. One of my favorite parts of that is David Moore, who doesn't always get a chance to
chime in.
Lobbing hand grenades in from the side. The hospital, they don't do him like that.
Oh, yeah. They teed it up beautifully for him.
So yeah, let's hear that one more time. And we'll do that here.
On the Ticket.
But here's something to consider. Since Dallas has not won a home game this year, does that actually favor New York?
Probably. I would say so.
Home field disadvantage. Get a headline.
Put that, in your paper.
You're going to love that.
All right, there he goes. David Moore from the Dallas Morning News. Dave Lane, let's do some e-news.
He got sick and passed away in a hospital.
A hospital? What's that?
Well, it's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
Close.
The Ticket.
Dave, you have a spot. They're playing your
It
music.
Wasn't on the list. Dill Hole?
Jeez. Don't do him that way.
All right, well,
what is it?
After 30 years of the Ticket bragging about no playoffs in college football, they...
Last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
The Ticket.
I apologize to my good friend Ham. He is not a dill hole. He just wrote the wrong name down next to Underdog.
The little David Moore chuckle right at the end of the in and out. That's a solid David Moore chuckle.
Dill hole?
So that's your candidate number one, Matt Birmingham. Candidate number two. He's making quite a ruckus. It's EA. As he was tasked on Wednesday with doing Why Today Doesn't Suck, which even for the most seasoned of veterans can be quite the challenge.
That's a tough task.
You deal with a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of talking, a lot of jokes being thrown around at a high velocity and high pace, and you're charged with reading birthdays. Except EA mispronounced egregiously the name of an all-time Rangers great. And we couldn't let that one slide.
Yeah, 15 minutes a game in the playoffs for Mr. Haywood there.
Averaging, 2.1 points?
Averaging.
How many minutes did you play, Travis?
I'm just.
He averaged 3 points a game. Right. He averaged 3 points a game.
Those 3 points, if you didn't have those 3 points, we might have not have won the finals. Who knows?
You're right.
Yeah. Might have not have.
How about Ivan Rodriguez, 53?
Ivan?
Yeah.
No.
It's Pudge, I know.
It's also not Ivan.
It's also not Ivan.
Ivan the Great Rodriguez. Russian.
I think it's going to be interesting to see if EA has started his race too fast and if he has the endurance to.
Yeah, I think he sprinted out of the block.
How long have you
been in a marathon?
How long have you been in DFW?
I've always heard Pudge, so I don't.
This dude went to the Hall of Fame.
But I've known him as Pudge. I never called him Yvonne.
Ivan.
Ivan Rodriguez. That's incredible.
Jimmy Rollins is 46.
Not Johnny.
EA trying to get back on track after the Russian catcher that played for the Rangers. Nice. Ivan Rodriguez.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe when I heard it at the time. It's just funnier. Even.
And I do like his backtrack. Well, no, it's Pudge. I know. No, it's not. That's not what we're upset by. Let's hear that one more time. That's good.
Yeah, 15 minutes a game in the playoffs for Mr. Haywood there.
Averaging, 2.1 points?
Averaging.
How many minutes did you play, Travis?
I'm just.
He averaged 3 points a game.
Right.
He averaged 3 points a game.
Those 3 points, if you didn't have those 3 points, we might have not have won the finals. Who knows?
You're right.
Yeah. Might have not have.
Underrated.
David,
how about
David's
Ivan
so
Rodriguez,
good.
53.
Ivan's Ivan?
Yeah.
No.
It's Pudge, I know.
Oh, it's also not Ivan.
It's also not Ivan.
Ivan the Great Rodriguez. Russian.
I think it's going to be interesting to see if EA has started his race too fast and if he has the endurance to.
Yeah, I think he sprinted out of the block.
How long have you
been in a marathon?
How long have you been in DFW?
I've always heard Pudge, so I don't.
This dude went to the Hall of Fame.
But I've known him as Pudge. I never called him Yvonne.
Ivan.
Ivan Rodriguez. That's incredible.
Jimmy Rollins is 46.
Not Johnny.
And just a quick move on to Jimmy Rollins. Yeah. All right, EA candidate number two. Candidate number three, also a victim of why today doesn't suck, as Bob gets caught in some unfortunate laughter timing that leads to a series of questionable jokes.
One special shout-out to my best friend, Chris. We went to school with Grubbs, and Chris introduced me to the ticket decades ago. He was just diagnosed with acute leukemia. Bob.
That's funny, Bob.
Bob.
That was a drop. Well, you did say the leukemia was cute.
Acute, meaning it's not cute.
Dave.
But his prognosis looks good, exclamation point. I'd like to call on all P1s to donate platelets as hospital supplies dwindle during the holidays. The problem with donating plates right now is that it's the holiday season.
Yeah. I mean, you have family coming over, Frank. For Thanksgiving, you need all the place settings that you can have.
And then you don't have enough silverware. And, right. And
you're doing a lot of dishes. Mm-hmm. Just... How do
you
like me
now? You have to use paper plates.
Sorry, guys.
Actually, you know what?
We only have one plate left. Yeah. We donated them all to cute leukemia.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Not Bob's fault, but he was the one that got caught in the...
Listen, if you get a chance to pile on at this station, you're doing it.
And then just the... volley of cute leukemia as if the tumor has a little bow and maybe a little, cute little pair of shoes.
Right.
And then donating plates versus platelets. There you go. Your three candidates. You have Ham with Live Spot Chaos, EA mispronouncing the name of an all-time Rangers great, and Bob's cancer laughter. 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
And in today's Lone Snow quote, fun, what would you know about fun, Woodrow? Whenever you had fun your whole darn life, fun is my department. And Cruz and Lito votes for Childish Gambino.
All right, Childish Gambino, one vote. Right, thank you, Cruz.
Right there.
Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, hi, Musers.
Oh, hey, Triple Fit Tiger.
Hey, I cannot believe he got Yvonne Rodriguez's name wrong.
Yvonne Rodriguez, I think is what you meant. Thank you. It's a vote for EA. Hello, you're on DFW Ticket AM FM The Stream. Who wins the e-break? Hello, you are on the air.
Adamus, Vladimir Putin here. I just want to vote my favorite Texas Ranger, Ivan Rodriguez.
Okay, that is another double fake you. Vladimir Putin voting for his fellow communist, Ivan Rodriguez.
That's right, we hung out together. That's it.
Oh, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I would like to vote for my comrade, EA. All right.
Thank you, thank you. All right, EA off to a strong start. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I think we're going to have to go crazy, Ivan, on this one.
All right.
He is one away. Is this going to be it? Hello, you are on AM FM The Stream. Who wins the e-break?
We're still voting?
Yeah, yes, Cruz, we are still voting.
Thank you for knowing that. I'm going to vote for Charles Tambino again.
Okay, I don't know if we can count that. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, can any of you some bitches tell me who killed Ed Carter?
No.
Not really.
We have a vote.
Maybe Ivan Rodriguez did.
Okay, next.
Give me Bob.
All right, we have a Bob.
There we go. Bob on the board.
On the board.
That's a better question to lob at the musers because they understand all the bits. Hello, you are on the ticket, AMF in the Stream. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, sir. I'd like to pre-vote for George's dilapidated labia.
Okay.
And a real vote for Ivan.
Hey, all right.
Woo! There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. It is Comrade EA.
Yeah, 15 minutes a game in the playoffs for Mr. Haywood there.
Averaging, 2.1 points?
Averaging.
How many minutes did you play, Travis?
He
averaged 3 points a game.
Right.
He averaged 3 points a game.
Those 3 points, if you didn't have those 3 points, we might have not have won the finals. Who knows?
You're right.
Yeah. Might have not have.
Love, Davey.
How about Ivan Rodriguez, 53?
Ivan?
Yeah.
No.
It's Pudge, I know.
It's also not Ivan.
It's also not Ivan.
Ivan the Great Rodriguez.
Russian. I think it's going to be interesting to see if EA has started his race too fast and if he has the endurance to.
Yeah, I think he sprinted out of the block.
How long have you
in
been
a marathon?
How long have you been in DFW?
I've always heard Pudge, so I don't.
This dude went to the Hall of Fame.
But I've known him as Pudge. I never called him Yvonne.
Ivan.
Ivan Rodriguez. That's incredible.
Jimmy Rollins is 46.
Not Johnny.
Oh, thank you, Comrade EA. Dylan, you've got the updated standings in there. How many
is
wins
that
is that
EA's
for EA?
First?
That is not EA's first. That is EA's second win.
All right.
Oh, okay.
That puts him 135 behind the all-timer Norman Turducken Hitzkus.
All right. Yeah, EA usually makes it to the nominations, but he doesn't win too often.
Good to see him get over the finish line.
Yeah, good to see him actually.
Happy for you.
Him
How
and
about
his best
Ivan
friend
Rodriguez.
Ivan. Yeah. I'll go right next to his 6'9" friend, Michael Young, I think was what you were going for right there, Dylan, on that game show.
That's right.
All right.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, thank you, Baldy, for bringing us the e-break.